checking out my podcast, I promise to keep real talk true to its title. Always honest and always real. So we all get 24 hours to a day. We know this. It's the time long story of, hey, you're looking at someone who's so successful. Well, you know, they have the same 24 hours in a day as you do. So we all get that. You know this already. So if you subtract how much sleep from that 24, you get a real rougher time of what you got. Because I'm like, 24 hours in a day, you got to sleep. So do the math on that. You know, take away whether it's 6, 8. If you're sleeping 10 hours of a day, just look at what that's doing already right off top. So you kind of find out how much time you've got to the day. So then there's work. And like, this is like something that has helped me recently be better with my time. I had this conversation with a really good friend of mine who is doing phenomenal things. And we were sharing, because we don't get to catch up often. And we just started talking about energy vultures. And we both kind of, we both laughed and got it instantly, because it's just like, you know who I'm talking about. And unfortunately, if you don't know who I'm talking about, oh no, I won't even say it. But there's those energy vultures is the term that we referred to this behavior, which is like, you know, the person that just, they're not coming to you with anything that is gonna make you smile, pick you up, be encouraging. Like, it's gonna be something terrible. It's gonna be about how bad their husband is treating them, or how messed up his wife is, and how she ain't doing whap, whap, whap. And I can't believe I got this job and they need to be paying me, whap, whap, whap. And I've been over here for this long, don't they know? And it's just, you're sitting on the other end of that phone like, I feel, I feel my energy leaving my body as I listen to this madness. Like, that's what I'm talking about when I say, you. Given the fact we all get 24 hours to a day, if you start having to add up that amount of time as well, it's going to take from your productivity tremendously. Trust me, I know it. One thing about me that has always been in me is just, I just enjoy people. I do this podcast, I do the YouTube channel, and I put up the content that I'm putting up because I'm hoping it could just help one person, you know, be encouraged to do what they're trying to do or push past a certain space wherever they're at. And I do appreciate the messages that I've received, videos or whatnot that have helped. That's exactly why I do it. And so as I was just listening to people, to people, to people, to people, and genuinely giving them my time, I started to realize, like, yo, man, I cannot keep giving my time away so freely to people who only want to unload. And it was talking to my best friend, who I love his wife. She has said, don't bring your garbage to my yard. I think she said it in, it was like a Chinese saying. So they, I want to know it actually in the Chinese language. I'm sure it sounds way flyer than what I said, but you get the concept. Don't bring your garbage to my yard. Keep that over there, man. Like, I don't need it. I have the same 24 hours a day like you. Like, these are the kind of, like, people that I just want to tell you to beware of, especially in this music industry. Like, I don't know how many times I've been approached by somebody who's got a great idea for what I should be doing. And somebody thinks, like, yo, Los, you need to really be doing this because that would mean this. And they're just unloading their ideas of something that they see. And I don't even really believe most of the time it's been for me. It's actually been for them to benefit by having me be a part of XYZ. And so, you know, like, again, I've been in this music industry over 20 years. I've seen every type of hustle, woven within. There's like a hustle for a hustle on certain things. Like you run into different promoters and music people and record people, and everyone's got a different agenda, and they're gonna sometimes paint it and color it up in a way that'll actually have you believing for a moment or two or 10 or longer that, hey man, no, they've got my best interest in mind. Like that's where I think I spent too much time in my career being kind of caught in these, well, so-and-so said, blah, blah, blah. I should be good because of blah, blah, blah. So now I'm listening to these people who have their clear agenda and understanding of what they want to accomplish, bringing me in because, and this is my bad, completely, 100% my bad, for allowing them to bring me into the whirlwind because I didn't clearly know all the way how I'm trying to move. So learning what, knowing what you need to do is going to be very, very important to keeping these energy vultures away from you and your time. Because when you clearly know what you're doing and where you're going, you know what you need to be doing with your time. And it allows for garbage conversations to take up much less of your time moving forward. You know, like we cannot keep pouring out our energy for other people who just don't care or don't know even what they're saying sometimes. Like we can stretch our energy out all day and get, but we only got so much energy for those 24 hours or for those whatever hours that we're awake. All of us. That's what we got. Can't regenerate it because we got to go back to sleep to regenerate that. So that energy we have, if we're just giving it to people that just don't even know what to do with it and not even listening or not even trying to absorb what you're doing, they're just trying to bring their garbage to your yard, like dead all that. Be very, very aware of your time. I think that's been so helpful to getting energy vultures a little bit further outside of my circle, if you would. So I really wanted to share that with you. I know a lot of people that listen to the podcast are somewhat in the industry, or if it's in your own industry, you understand what I'm saying. It doesn't really matter if you're in the music business or not. I think energy vultures can live amongst any space. But just be very, very careful you get time. You don't want to give that to them, you know, save it for somebody who you'd like to share your energy with. We've got enough energy, but them vultures, man, can be the worst. Protect your energy. Your time and energy is valuable. Understand the value in it, like every moment that we have. Just be wise about who you share it with and have an amazing week. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Would love to hear what it meant to you. Shoot me a message at Chris Lowe's Media on Twitter. Let me know you heard the podcast, and I'd love to send you an encouragement card. Thanks for your time, and have a great day.